Lake Charles.
Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of K-Pop Fever on KRVS 88.7 FM radio. I am your host, JC, and I apologize for not making a show up last week. It was ice cold and actually frozen, like legit ice frozen last week, so I couldn't come into the studio and record for you guys. But you know what? I am back, and I will definitely be making up a teensy tiny bit for missing Valentine's Day last week. But that's okay, because we're back, and I have a bomb playlist for this week, starting off with NCT 127's newest comeback, Gimme Gimme, following up with A Villain by Alexa, and then The Steelers by The Boys. So guys, as always, I just ask that you sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen up. Kizu itato ki wa sude ni. Watch me go now. Nani mo kamo ga subete kashi yo kaeta ko. Sekai juu ga kimi no mawari yo meguru. Ima wa sareru taikan ni oborete ku. I can turn you down. I can turn you down.
Love falling to. It's getting worse. King's crown. Karakara ni kawako sweet song. Sore demo sake beo get loud. Cause you're my only one. Hitamatsu kuno sa get down. I'm aiming at you. Kimi ni todokanai. So what am I for? Yeah. Takane no hana kumo no ue no son. Zai, ze, dai. Take it as solo she high. Shibin a ten. Kuru wa shake. Oi kakeo. You are my queen now.
Love only.
지키는 이런 monsters in vain 관심은 너를 향해 call me insane 엉망이야 네 모습
You know I didn't mean to
나들 답이 없는 truth
약함을 지내지 마
보이는 게 다가 아니야 그렇다고 이건 아니야 한 번 더 생각해볼래 밤에게 락실 소린 big sound 이 밤이 우리를 눈치 못지게 Blame it all on me 불타게 하고 나니까 눈치 보며 Yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Sorry, not sorry. 누가 뭐래도 I'm not guilty. Yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Sorry, not sorry.
착한 boy, 쌤 부셔.
Call me a villain, so. I, whatever.
선택해 둘 중에 답. Gotta pick me or not? 답이 여기 있잖아 건들지 마 Don't wanna talk I'm gonna climb the pyramid They gon' be asking just how I did One way ticket That is no way Gotta make a choice
Baby,
pain and gain
Baby, you want me 나쁜 aspect 포기 없어 뭐 딱히 이유는 없어 감정을 풀어해줘 넌 타고난 걸 Call me a villain So I'm a bad bitch, yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Sorry, not sorry.
누가 뭐래도 I'm not guilty.
Yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Sorry, not sorry.
착한 boy, 쌤 부셔.
Call me a villain, so.
Sad to say, I never felt so alive. 잘못된 건 아직 true or lie. Maybe I was born to be bad. Ooh.
불러 가리킨 그곳에 나의 심장과 텅 빈 내 가슴
my mind 불을 짚인 이 사건 속에 널 잡으려 해 난 숨이 멎을 듯이 run away 너를 완벽히 속이고 깔끔히 double check 날 비친 달빛에서 널 비춰보니 망가진 내 맘과 사라진 감격
Yeah. 우리 따진 exit light
우리 꺼진 exit light
말만 해줘 내 귀속에 쏟아대는 소리감을 let it blow 오감은 그것으로 쏠리고 건져서고 들어온다는 제멋대로 빚어 하나 낼 땐 채로 잠들면 소리가 치스며 뛰는 The Phantom
암초 세계에 전업에 불이 켜지면
네가 사라져 있게
나 위한다고
I don't think so
방금 내게 파고들어
I don't think so
깊게 스며들어
I don't think so
혼란스러워
I don't think so
I take my name
I don't think so
보이지도 마라
I don't think so
눈알 가진 못 가져
I don't think so
집착하지 좀 마
모든 날 지겹도록 말했어 죽고 죽는 악몽 이제 끝낼게 우리 거짓 없이 라인 이제 그만 꺼져줄래 내게서
Black in my heart Creepy that night Stainy my soul 잠든 내 눈을 띄는 거친 소름과
선명한 그것의 흔적과
주인형님 names on the crowd
불러내 춤을 춰 tonight Say what you like
그래 너와 행복했었던 시간들을 알아 이젠 끝내
고맙단 말밖에 못하던 내가 널 향해 손을 내민다 그 손을 잡은 너와 함께 전부 다 독한 꿈을 외친다 내가 널 빛날 수만 있다면 뭐든 할 수가 있더라고 너가 더 빛날 수만 있다면 내가 어둠이 되더라도
너의 곁에 내가 있어줄게 나와 같은 곳에 있어줄래 창밖은 너무 추워 나 혼자 남아있게 여기 내가 있어 따뜻해져 너와
내 자신을 비춰줬어 나도 날 몰랐어 혼자 헤매였어 근데 어느 순간부터 유리 창 너머로 보여 너와 같은 시간 같은 하루를 보내곤 했어 이제 나의 질문과 너의 대답이 퍼즐처럼 장악해놔 나의 고민들과 너의 고민들의 교집어점을 다 찾아가 우리 환생의 케미 예배 몸은 모두 완벽해서 그래 함께라면 너를 통해 나를 보고 너도 나를 통해 너를 보는 멋진 장면
너의 곁에 내가 있어줄게 너와 있어줄래
창밖은 너무 추워 나 혼자 남아있겐 여긴 네가 있어 따뜻해지 나와
I am you in me you 너와 있을 때 난 알 수 있어 같은 공간 속에서 같은 시간 속에서
모든 이겨낼 수 있어
I found you I found me and you 그 안에서 나의 모습
여전히 돼줄래 발 맞추면서 달리 잡혀 We're going side by side 난 너랑 같이 가고 싶어 약속해줘 See myself in you Stay together you and I You and I You and I 난 너의 곁에
Us about 25 minutes into our show, and that's pretty much going to be our halfway point today. So, of course, when I'm talking, that means I have some news, and I gotta admit, I've been avoiding this topic for a bit, not because it's anything scandalous or controversy, it's more that I wanted a controversion. Words are hard. I'm sorry. A confirmation. That it was true. GOT7 is back. So, If you all know, GOT7 left JYP back in January, and all the members have gone their own ways. As far as we know, JB is looking into going under another company. Jin-young is going to be working with Big Hit, not only as a singer, but an actor. So, of course, that gives us a little hint. Big Hit Entertainment is surely growing as entertainment. K-pop artists, actors, video games. What's going to be next? Let's see. Jackson Wang is working on his company, Team Wang. Young Jay is going under a company with, going under Jay Park's company. I don't remember the name of it, but it is Jay Park, who was also a former JYP employee slash artist. Bam Bam is doing something in Thailand. I don't know what. I don't know what Young Jay's up to. I'm assuming going under another company. And Yugyeom also looking into another company. At this point, I know they've been confirmed. And also there's our American boy, Mark, who is back home in the States. He also recently released a new solo. But as we know, 3 days ago, Bam Bam tweeted, "We're back," following up with GOT7's new YouTube channel. GOT7 as a group left JYP, and all of the members confirmed that they were not breaking up GOT7. It was just the confirmation they were leaving JYP, no official breakup announcement. All we saw was that they were, how do you put it? They were leaving the company, not disbanding. They were not on the list for 2021. So that either meant they were leaving the company and breaking up, or they were going to go under a new company or whatever other option is out there. But also, as of 2 days ago, GOT7 came out with their music video, Encore, which is part of the reason why I played their song I Am Me. Before that, if you noticed, I played I Am You by Stray Kids and then followed it with I Am Me by GOT7. There is a little there is a connection between GOT7 and Stray Kids songs. A lot of people think there is a theory that GOT7 wrote some of their songs in response to Stray Kids music. But that's another topic for another time. The main point is that GOT7 is back. There is no disbandment. And, goodness, words blank. I have words. Main point. GOT7 is here to stay for a while longer. And, again, I didn't want to talk about this without confirmation from either JYP or the members of GOT7 themselves saying that they're not disbanding. Goodness. I apologize. I promise I can formulate words, guys. My brain's not working today. What can I say? It's a Monday. Following the months that it was confirmed that GOT7 was no longer on the list for JYP, all the members clarified that GOT7 was not disbanding. A lot of fans took it that they were disbanding, but the members themselves gave a lot of, I guess for lack of better words, hints that disbandment was not on their agenda. And the main reason I believed that I myself believed that they weren't disbanding is that at this point in time, they as GOT7 are at the height of their careers. This last year, I believe they were so inactive mainly for the reason that they wanted to pursue their solo careers and make a name for themselves. Did that necessarily lead me to believe that there was a possibility they might disband? Yes. But again, especially with them coming out with Whistle, the last piece, that really gave me a hint in terms of I just didn't believe that it would be their last album. To me, when they put out the album, A Last Piece, especially with the way they titled it, it didn't sit right to me that they would create, that they would have this album name that looked like it would be the title for a series and just leave it at that as their last album. And especially a lot of K-pop groups, when they disband, they themselves make the announcement, hey, we're disbanding, we're so sorry, our last concert together will be blah blah blah, our last album is this blah blah blah. We didn't get that. And they just wouldn't let the company show their listings without GOT7 and just let everybody assume, oh no, GOT7 is disbanding. No, they're still together. They just want to work on their solo careers. Now, granted, in the years to come, however long that is, it'll be really interesting to see how the members of GOT7 are going to work as GOT7 all being in different individual companies. I don't know. However, we're going to find out, and I'm really excited, especially with Encore. I haven't heard it yet. However, you guys can expect it to be on the playlist next week. And that is the end of my news. So, going back into our playlist, up next we have Valkyrie by Oneus, Dala Dala by ITZY, and Mirotic by TVXQ. I blanked on how to pronounce that for a second. Mirotic by TVXQ. So guys, back to our regularly scheduled K-pop music.
Back away. 함께 걸어갈래 이 거친 길. 헤어날 수 없어
I got you
너를 가졌어. You know you got it.
Yeah. I got you.
있었어 널 위해서라면 난 아파도 강한 척할 수가 있었어 사랑이 사랑만은 또 완벽하게 내 모든 약점들은 다 숨겨지게 이루어지지 않는 꿈속에서 피울 수 없는 꽃을 키웠어
That just about brings us into the last, basically the last part of our show. Thanks again, guys, for tuning into K-Pop Fever. I hope you enjoyed this week's playlist. As always, this is your weekly reminder that you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @KPopFever_KRVS just to follow the latest updates, keep track with me. And also, if you want to go listen to any past episodes, you can find the recordings on krvs.org. Go to Audio On Demand, find K-Pop Fever, and go from there. I have all the previous playlists. We have the recordings. So if you want to hear more, go check it out. And of course, to end tonight's show, what better way than to end it with Sweet Chaos by Day 6. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight again, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
If you're awake at 1 in the morning, things may have already gotten weird. Check out Ghost Town, Fridays at 1 a.m., only on listener-supported, Public Radio, KRVS.